Aloha. Today's episode is brought to you by the Western Extension Risk Management Education Center, USDA NIFA, and the University of Hawaii, College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources, and the Livestock Extension Group.
Aloha. Welcome, everyone, to the Livestock Vala'au, a podcast aimed to provide educational support, information, guidance, and outreach to our livestock stakeholders in Hawaii. We are your hosts, Mele Oshiro and
Shannon Sand.
And today we're just going to talk a little bit about what's going on and what's coming up this month, give you some updates about CTAR in this mini episode that we do.
We say many, but we have a lot of updates. So
yeah,
if you need like a cup of coffee or a cup of tea in my case, or a bottle of water or something, I was like,
or if it's that time of the day, you know, anything.
Yeah. Get a cookie if you're me, you know, all the things. So first and foremost, we are still looking for feedback for our Livestock Vala'au podcast, our survey. It's really important that we get this so that we can continue to ask for funding and stuff and help and support, basically, so that we can continue to bring these episodes, but also so that we hear your feedback and know kind of some potential guests, or if you want to be a guest, things like that, some different topics, things that we, you know, you want us to cover. Really, your feedback is really important in making sure that we can continue doing this. So have your voice heard. It'll be linked below. Thank you to all those that have filled it out. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, definitely. We know, always asking for surveys, but it is one way, like Shannon said, to help keep this going and provide you content that you folks want to hear about. So also another CTAR update, or the only CTAR update we have right now, is that currently masks are once again required on all UH campuses indoors.
Yes.
You know, please, if you have any questions, you're coming in, just call give ahead. Us a call. Call
ahead. Yeah, because honestly, things can change. We don't know how that's going to work out, but currently.
Yeah. So currently right now they are required.
Our guest this month is going to be Becky Settledge, who's a County 4-H Extension agent on Big Island. And she is one of the ones who's in charge of the 4-H Livestock Show and Sale, who's helped put that together, along with lots of other folks. So, and that's going to take place near Mele, right?
Yeah, it's at Anderson Arena, which is, for most people know, it's kind of in between Waimea and Honoka'a. And the show will be Friday, June 17th. Where you'll have the clover buds and your poultry and goat show, and then Saturday, June 18th for the rest of the hog, lamb, and steer show, and also the showmanship that follows that.
Always fun.
Right? And the round robin and all kinds of other stuff that happens. And then, of course, the auction in the afternoon.
Auction, so support those kids as much
support,
as you can.
Yeah, support our 4-H members. Go out and check it out. They have so much on their crew that gets this all together. So the livestock show crew and a group that gets everything sorted out. So it's nice to see that the show will be open again to the public for the first time in a couple of years now. So, you know, show your support for those kids. They work hard to get those animals to be able to be in the show and get ready and get themselves ready for everything.
So we have a few livestock updates as well. There's lots of stuff, it seems like, going on now that people are back. So there's a quarantine order for Molokai to prevent the spread of bovine tuberculosis. We're going to include a link from HDOA about that. And is there anything else that I'm missing about that, Mele?
Yeah, I mean, the quarantine order's sort of been for a couple of months. So it's still currently in place. And it's just to, like Shannon said, to help prevent that spread. There's a Q&A fact sheet on the HDOA website, which we'll make sure we include the links for you. And for folks that don't know, bovine tuberculosis is an infectious bacterial disease that can infect many species of animals and humans. So, you know, as far as the cattle, the deer, our feral swine, and I think they've even found it in mongoose. So
on Molokai.
Yes, on Molokai. Yeah. So, just be aware, you know, the hunters and everybody that's out there, that there is a quarantine order and for those animals that you get out there in the wild. So just know that if you want more information about exactly what the quarantine order has and what you are and are not allowed to do, visit the HDOA site. And that'll give you more information. Mm-hmm. And we've mentioned the other one before, which is the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, which is spreading across poultry farms across the mainland country. It is not, as we say again, not yet here, in Hawaii, but we do want to continue to provide that information to folks to understand what you can do to prepare your farms for such an outbreak, and how to ensure that you have those biosecurity measures in place prior to that, right? To kind of prevent any type of spread. Absolutely. We'll put the links. Defend the Flock on the USDA website is a very good resource, just in for promoting biosecurity on your farms in general, not just because of this, but just in general, having a good biosecurity plan for your farms.
Yeah. And that information is available in English, Spanish, Mandarin, Tagalog, and Vietnamese as well. So if you have other friends that English or other, you know, producers, you know, of that English isn't their main language. You know, if it's one of these, these options are available in their native language.
Yeah. And if at any time you have animals in your herd that get sick or whatnot, you know, contact Hawaii Department of Agriculture. There are the state veterinarians around that work in the animal disease branch that can help you answer questions or direct you to somebody that can help give you answers to some of your questions, or reach out to you folks if you have issues that are going on before they become more of a problem. So you know, and we also have our extension veterinarian, Dr. Janae O'Donnie, as well. And Shannon and I. So if you can't, you know, don't know who else to call and you can't remember everything,
we can
else
find
except
someone.
Except the Bala'au podcast, and you know,
we're happy to help.
Happy to direct you. So so and
the VSGP series is continuing and coming to Big Island. So
It's the Veterinary Service Grant Program series of workshops that's led by Dr. Janae O'Donnie. Her next series is going to be covering aquaculture. So there'll be a lecture over in Hilo at Komohana. Tentatively, that's scheduled, I think, for June 30th.
June 30th. 5:30.
Yeah.
In the evening. Tentative at this moment. So
But so if you you have an aquaculture business or you want to learn more about it, it'll be a great time to meet with a professional that's coming over to do the lecture, and also get into contact with our own extension veterinarian here, and learn more about it and just the resources that are around you. Right. To just help.
Well,
with
the
that,
nice thing with that is that it's a public lecture, so anyone can come, even if you just have an interest in understanding aquaculture more. I mean, it's going to be more in depth. It's definitely not for beginners, is the way my understanding as someone who's just barely understands the basic.
I think, I think, you know, this is probably the, I want to say, fourth or fifth series in this, the Veterinary Service Grant Program that Dr. O'Donnie's led. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the professionals that we've had come over for all the other species have been so good that whether you're starting or you've been in production for years, they've been able to really like guide and tailor things to you. So even if you're just starting, or if you've been in the business, come in and, you know, and learn, because you'll have the opportunity to speak also with some of the lecturer that's there and ask those questions. It just, I think it's being in person just gives you a little bit more opportunity to have that networking, and, you know, you might not even know some of the other people that are producing out there. So it's good. I think it'll be good either way.
I mean, it's always good to meet other people in your industry and stuff. But like you said, like to get to meet experts in the industry. I mean, it's a nice opportunity, and I do believe it's free, if I recall correctly.
Yes, it is.
To register in advance.
Yeah, so there'll be a registration. Look out for it. We'll send it out. It'll be also on our website, and we'll have the links once everything comes to a solid date and time. You know, and a final date and time. But so we will share that information when we have it.
Yeah, and now some exciting National Livestock Days in June.
Woo! Yay.
Not as many as the last couple months, it feels like, but that's okay, because we had a lot of updates to get through. So June 4th, I was real excited as someone who loves cheese. Sorry, Mele. National Cheese Day.
And June 12th is our National Jerky Day. Maybe you have to make some homemade jerky again, but I must say there's a few people on the Big Island that do beef jerky, you know, and the crispy ones.
Crispy jerky. That's exactly what I was thinking.
From our grass fed beef here on the island. That's really good. So you got to check them out, but you got to usually hit them up at like the farmer's markets. So that's how you find those good ones. So,
National Go Fishing Day. I mean, technically, you know, it's adjacent related, but also any excuse to go fishing. Sometimes it's just a good excuse. So,
right.
And then
June 19th. Of course, it's Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then June 23rd is National Detroit Style Pizza Day. I had to Google what that looks like. So I was like, I don't know. It just kind of looks like a regular pizza. Yeah. So I was like, maybe but I didn't get the another right Google photo.
Another pizza. Day to celebrate having a pizza. My son's like favorite food.
That's true. It is his favorite. He always requests pizza. Yeah. I feel like that's a thing.
And June 25th, National Catfish Day. I have to honestly say, Shannon, I've never tried catfish.
I don't know if anybody raises it, but it's like not a fish I'm super fond of. Maybe the prep I've had it wasn't great. So sorry.
Yeah. One day.
My dad loves it. So
yeah. I'll try it one day. I just don't think it's very available here. So, but anyways, that's our National Livestock Days for June.
Yes. So make sure to join our Facebook page, the Livestock Extension Group, if you haven't already. Be sure to visit the UHCTAR Extension website and our YouTube channel listed in the show notes.
Yeah. And for any additional information about this and other topics or comments, send us an email at valaau@hawaii.edu. And thanks again for listening to the Livestock Valaau.
And before we go, show some love for your favorite podcast. That's us, by the way, by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to this podcast. And then stay tuned for next month.
Yeah. Thanks again to our sponsors, the Western Extension Risk Management Education Center, USDA NEPA, the Livestock Extension Group, and CTAR. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.